This is Ernie. It's Tina.
Hi, Ernie. It's Tina. How are you?
I knew it.
777. How'd you know they were going to send it back? Oh, there you go. Yeah, I saw that you called earlier and I missed it, and then they said you called customer service, so they rerouted it back to me. What's going on? You got some bad reviews that came out of nowhere?
Well, I had the reviews on there for a long time now. I tried to buy something on Facebook Marketplace, and they retaliated. They found out I owned it, a moving company, and they decided to make a bunch of fake reviews.
I thought it was
a girl. It ended up being a young kid, a little guy, and made a bunch of reviews pretending to be a girl, I was trying to buy some speakers for my computer, and it turned into a disaster because I'm supposed to give someone money and wait in an alleyway or open up take a box and don't look inside or something weird. Just wait there.
Uh-huh.
So I reported it to Facebook. So he found out about my company and made about 4 or 5 different accounts and started one-star bombing.
Oh, no.
Maybe more. I think we might have got 2 of them removed, but Google left maybe like 4 of them on there. So now I have a 4.7 rating instead of a 5 or 4.9.
Yeah, so I see that.
I was just hoping that we could... Yeah, and then this lady, very unappreciative lady, which ripped me off like $600, left a bad review because the 6.5 hours of labor for 3 men at $600 wasn't good enough for her.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. So... With the local SEO package they were talking to you about earlier, we could have the verification department get in contact with Google, request removal of those reviews, but Google doesn't always comply. Sometimes they'll say, okay, this is a valid reason, and they'll remove it. Other times they'll leave it up there. So if you wanted to upgrade to that package, you could go 2 different routes. You could do the $149 monthly for just the local SEO, or you could do $249 with the Facebook ads. So, and that's the package you had initially with us way back in the day.
I did, but let me tell you, I didn't get any customers or any results that way. I tried it for a long time.
That's why we took the Facebook ads off, was because of that, right? We took them off.
Exactly. And you know, I tried a new company, and they ended up spending a lot of money on Facebook. I think we went thousands deep, and same thing.
Wow.
It was all fake, bad reviews. So I think that other companies make it that way in my area. So, because I know that Facebook works in other areas of the country.
Yeah.
It doesn't really work good in my area. I think some of the companies, like, they flood a lot of those, like, fake, crappy, bogus lead generation company leads into it just so they can ruin their competition.
Facebook's hit or miss. Some people do phenomenally well with it, and other ones don't. So you're probably right. It probably just depends on what portion of the country that you're in. You know, what you can also do in the meantime, Ernie, is use the review generator email. You know, I would send that to you anyway. And what that does is it helps you get some more 5-star ratings. I'm sure you're familiar with it and you've used it in the past. Have you?
I use it today. I actually saved it in my text messages, a review link, and it comes and it pops
I love
on
it.
Phone. Yeah, and I send it. And I got a couple, I don't know if you looked at my ratings or not, but I got a couple of new ones recently. So.
I did. Yeah, I was looking at that right now. So I was like, that's why I was thinking you must be using it, because you're getting a lot of fresh reviews, which is good. So you can continue that. And the nice thing is when I look at your Google Business page, it does say that you have a 4.7 star rating, but none of those 1 stars are coming up on the interface when I search for your business and I click on 64 Google reviews. The only way I can see the 1 star is if I filter it. Like if I go into, you know how you could put in most relevant, newest, highest rating? I put newest, and then I saw a 5 star coming up first from Luis Flores, but then the one below that was the 1 star from Mimi.
Yeah.
Mimi Love. That's the lady that thought it cost too much money, right?
Yeah, well, she was a disaster. She had us do a lot more work. We weren't allowed to put no boxes on top of no boxes.
Oh, no.
She's like, no, those boxes are going to break. You have to take two trips. And she complained about us driving about all that distance. And then she goes, you made me late to my appointment. And we were 3 hours late to our next customer. Because of her. Yes, exactly.
Yeah.
She blamed us.
Wow.
She blamed us for everything.
Mm. Yeah. Sometimes I'm convinced that somebody doesn't want to pay in the first place, so they'll just, like, make some excuse up just so that they can have some reason that they can complain, you know? And it sounds like she was one of those. Yeah.
Well, I've noticed that when I looked at her profile, most of her reviews are all one star.
She only does that just, you know, to be kind of mean and vindictive. So, oh yeah, I just clicked on hers too. I see it. She's even been at it since she left yours. She's left one for Avu at Sonora Verde and Stone Arc Dermatology, both one star ratings.
if you go down a little bit, you can see like she's in a good mood.
Yeah.
And then you go down a little bit further and then they're all one star. She goes nuts.
Yeah. Wow. Okay.
She goes to a lot of fancy restaurants and spas. So she obviously has money.
Yeah, she has money, but she's one of those that doesn't want to spend it. So we get that too. I mean, we get people once in a while that they're like, I want, you know, 100-mile radius. I want to be in, you know, 86 different cities on the first page. And I want to have, you know, be up there tomorrow, but then they don't want to pay for Google Ads or anything like that, you know, and then they get mad if we tell them there's a 45 to 60 day time frame, you know, for first page placement. Well, we don't want to wait that. And we tell them, well, you don't have to if you do the upgrade and you pay for Google Ads, but without the Google Ads, you have to wait, you know, it's a process, you know? So, but, it's up to you, Ernie. I see that you're still getting really good traction through the call tracking number, you know, you're still getting good results through it. So, do you want to just kind of, respond to the reviews yourself and stick with your $15 package and then maybe work on using that review generator to get some more? Or do you want to upgrade to the 149 and then we have our team reach out to Google and try to get some of them removed? But the reason, you know, I always say if you go that route, there's no guarantee because we're also subject to what Google decides on that. You know, sometimes they'll remove them, other times they don't, you know?
Yeah, well, that makes sense. Well, the thing is that I already have an SEO kind of kicking.
Yeah,
they work.
It's doing good.
Yeah. So I have been getting better results, but I already have SEO with Tap Local because they're already doing my ad spin.
Okay.
We have Google and Google Guarantee going. I think if I could have went back in time and would have done Google Guarantee or Google Ads with y'all to begin with, then, you know, I could have had y'all do everything. But it wasn't it wasn't making sense to pay for a service and be in such a hard spot and not have any return on investment, you could say. So,
yeah.
Under those circumstances, I couldn't stay with y'all because I wasn't getting any customers at all. Now, with Google Ads and Google Guarantee, which I know y'all could do, the return is really good, but they don't charge me for the Google Guarantee or the Google Ads the same way. I think I just pay like a rate or something, and then I pay Google, and then I just pay a service, whatever it is.
So, I see. So you pay Google directly for the clicks and for the leads, right?
And I pay them too. But when I've compared the prices between y'all and this company, it was dramatically cheaper with this company, and the results are the same. So naturally, under the circumstances, I had to pick what made the most financial sense. I would have rather just had Local Splash do everything, but since the other company had better prices the way that they were charging, and I could scale up a lot more leads, a lot more ads, without having to pay so much extra with this company.
Makes sense.
Because the more I spend, the more I save. You know, with y'all, I would have had to pay. As I grew, I would have to pay all those extra thousands of dollars every month, or whatever it was. You know, once I start spending like $12,000 or whatever it is that I have a goal of at least spending $12,000 a month on ad spend, just to keep the ball rolling. Mm. One day here.
Yeah.
That's what I was, because I want to be able to have all three of my box trucks working.
Nice.
And then I'm also trying to outsource. I'm trying to find like a good Filipino receptionist or assistant that I can pay like, you know, something that's good wages for their area in the world.
Yeah.
It's so hard to pay here for the United States because the cost of living is so high.
Yeah, totally. So I'm just calculating out with the Google Ads, and I know that you've probably already priced this, but with the Google Ads, all we charge is a 25% management fee if you ever wanted to run them through us. And then with the
25% of the total Google Ads spend?
Right, exactly. So
okay,
that's
a lot higher than what I'm paying with them. I only pay them a couple hundred bucks, and it's unlimited.
Yeah, and you're getting good results. So, yeah, so that wouldn't be an option. The leads also are a little pricey with the Google Guaranteed. It says, you know, they would roughly run about $72 each, and that already includes our management fee.
And
so, you know, you
I only pay $33, $34, $44, depending on the lead with them.
Good. Okay, so stick with that. Do you think they can help you with the...
And if you think about it,
Google
just
remove these.
I don't. They do, but I think y'all have better results. I remember y'all when y'all did it. It was something changed up. But you know, if you look at it from my point of view, paying for two leads with y'all versus them, I'm already saving about $50. That's the reason why I went with them for that reason anyway.
Yeah, of course.
You know,
yeah.
I just you know, it's hard right now, and I'm trying to. I'm not a big company. I'm a small company. And I'm trying to grow, and it's very hard. Thumbtack was so bad; they took so much of the overhead of the, and your profit margins were only off the top. You only have so much percentage off the top that you actually get to reinvest back into the company. Everything else is company expense. And when you're only running one truck, two trucks, as much as you can for the week, you're not actually making enough money to be able to spend like bigger companies, because I'm not a big company. So that's the reason why I have to do things the way I do, because I don't have the extra money for everything else at the moment until we get, you know, 2-3 trucks running all the time. That's the goal.
I'll ask that department if they, you know, if you ever wanted to, if they could work with the management fee a little bit. I know that I can work with the transfer fee. So typically we charge $250 to transfer the Google Guaranteed from another company over to us. But they tell me that, you know, I can work with that and do it for like $99 if I wanted to. So I can work, you know, without getting a prior authorization on the transfer fee. But for you, you wouldn't want to transfer it anyway, because right now you have a better rate with the other company. So I could ask them, you know, what's the lowest we could go on the management fee if Ernie were to, you know, come to us to do this all in the future. You know, you don't have to make any drastic changes now, but, you know, I can just try to find out if they could work with you a little bit. And then as far as the those reviews, do you want to just try to tackle it yourself for now and leave things the way they are, or do you want to upgrade
I'm just going to go ahead and keep things the way they are, because it just makes sense that way, and they like to have access to the Google My Business and the SEO side of it, because they said that they can work with the ads and the and the Google to get more efficiently by doing both.
And what you're doing is good. I mean, you're replying to those reviews and you're putting like your side of the story on it, you know, so that's always good too. Reply to them and then just focus on getting some more 5 stars here and there. And eventually those couple of people that wrote the 1 star, that's going to be so irrelevant, no one's ever going to see them, you know. But I know that it's frustrating when you have a perfect 5-star rating and then all of a sudden it's 4.7 over, you know, some silly, you know, Facebook market place issue, you know. But, yeah, try to deal with it on your own, and then I'll put a note in here if they give me a better management fee. So, you know, when and if you ever wanted to have us, you know, manage those other services, if we can, you know, do better for you, you know, it'll be notated on your account, okay?
Okay, I appreciate that.
Of course, no problem. And it's always good talking to you, so have a great rest of your week too, okay?
You too. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you so much, Ernie. Bye-bye.